our time. We don't push ourselves. We don't shove ourselves. In recovery, as we release the layers, we then begin to go deeper and deeper into the recovery process. As we go deeper, we then begin to experience the fact that I may need to actually purge to release. In this stage of recovery, we recommend that you do not do this stage by yourself or just with a 12-step program. In the second stage of recovery, we recommend that you do this stage with a qualified codependency therapist who can do anger work with you, who can help you to really begin to release and let go of the feelings and things deep inside of you, who can really help you to begin to identify issues and begin to look at them. On this level also, we asked you to begin the process of really going deep into the surgical process of self and really beginning to get the layers released on a deep level. Again, I advise you to do this under the guise of a qualified therapist or with people that can guide you and lead you in this direction, and many times to do it in a group process. The third stage of recovery, as you begin to go through the deep grieving stage and the rage stage, is to begin to go into what I call the visualization and the healing stage of the inner child. In this stage of recovery, what happens is, and again, you do this stage by being guided through it by, again, a competent therapist. In this stage of recovery, you are now going through the whole process of spiritually healing, of visualizing and nurturing and developing the child. I describe the three stages in the following way. The first stage is to identify our symptoms, to identify our victims. In the first stage, we identify who the victims are. We go through the grieving process to discover the victims. And then, in the first stage also, we use the letter writing technique to begin to release the victims and begin to let them go. This stage can be done on a very simple level, and it can be done with people in the program, and it can be done with a support system. In the second stage of this process, we now begin to go into what I call the surgery stage. See, once you identify the symptoms, now you do the surgery. And we get into the surgery stage, the development stage, we now have to work with people that are going to guide us through it. And after we have had surgery, then we need the healing. We need the releasing. We need that period of time. It's a slow period of time. We can just heal and put ourselves back together. You know yourself, if you ever experienced surgery, that sometimes the healing process is more painful than the surgery itself. And that's why it's so important as you work in the healing process to realize the gift of healing and the beauty of it and just take your time with it. People always say to me, how long does this process take? And I always say, one day at a time till 2 days after you're dead. It's a lifetime process. Remember, in the sixth and seventh step, we go into the meat of recovery. In some of these areas, there are some areas of our shortcomings and our defects of character that we may not be able to release, and that's okay. You will do it when you are ready to do it, in time. So now, in summary, what I would like to do is just summarize the sixth and seventh step and make us look at it from the perspective of recovery. In these steps, we begin to experience and we begin to realize that these steps are a very beautiful process of recovery in our life. In these steps, we actually give ourselves permission to go through the grieving, to go through the experience of growth inside of ourself. In these steps, we actually give ourselves permission to begin to release our victims. Identify, release, and let go. This is a healing process. See, we call the sixth and seventh step the healing steps. In these steps, I am participating in the healing process of life. Again, try to understand that any process of healing is painful. It's not easy. So in the sixth and seventh step, I cross the bridge. I go deeper into my recovery. In the sixth and seventh step, I now begin to look and vision in life through a process of healing and growth, rather than look at life through a process of destruction and putting myself down. What I have done in the sixth and seventh step is I have literally given myself